Episode 73, Uncomfortable on Purpose.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac.
Happy day, ladies! How are you? Oh, I am so actually, I'm more than thrilled. I'm actually kind of relieved I get to chat with you because I have felt like I am just like consumed with stuff. Do you ever feel that way? That it's just like, it's not even overwhelm. It's more like everywhere you turn, there's something else. And the next turn is something else. And the next turn. And yeah, I've been on that road for a few weeks now. And I am ready to breathe. So every time I get to chat with you, it's just my time to kind of whew, let my mind relax and just come and chill out. And I love it. I love our girl time. Hi to everyone who has found us on the podcast. Thank you so much for finding us. Share. Please share and let others know. Let other moms know that we're here. We really just have a good time. It's our kind of tea time, coffee time, girl time, whatever time you want to call it. It's your time. And I think that's what's so special is that we get to time just to kind of come together as moms. And we know that, oh, other moms are listening too. So it is this neat community that we have here. So, and also feel free, jump on over to facebook.com/groups/CreateYourNow podcast and ask to join there. We are beginning to commune together as a wonderful community and can't wait to hear what great little terminology you come up with yourself. You know, you've heard of tribe and lifers and community. That's kind of a normal one. I don't know what we come up with. I think of moms on a mission. We're moms, mom on a mission, you know, because that's always how I've operated. Anyway, be creative and let me know your thoughts. All right, let's jump in today. I want to jump in with a quote by Robin S. Sharma. And he says, as you move outside your comfort zone, what was once the unknown and frightening becomes your new normal. Wow. That hit me like a ton of bricks. Like I said, I've been on this path lately that every turn that I go and come to, something has to be done. And it's just like, you know, 20 yards, every 20 yards. And I'm like, can I not breathe? I mean, seriously. And I know that living outside of the comfort zone is really key and becoming uncomfortable on purpose. But most of us are not, we're not comfortable with being uncomfortable on purpose. How confused are you? Okay, let's try that again. Most of us are not comfortable with being uncomfortable on purpose. But you know, when we're uncomfortable, we know that we're growing. Today has been a day of just straight challenges. And I look outside and the sun is shining. And the last thing I really want to do is to work on a major goal, a project that I have been, you know, just really hammering at the last couple weeks. And I see that, I mean, I want to be outside. I want to be running. I want to be doing videos outside. But no, I guess I could take a full, long, huge electrical cord and go sit outside. But I take a break outside, but I want to be out there even longer. But time doesn't permit that. So I'm stuck right now being uncomfortable on purpose. In fact, at one point I felt like I was suffocating. You know, the Saran wrap, I think that's actually a brand name, but it's like plastic wrap, you know, to keep your food fresh. Well, I felt like I was suffocating, and it's not a way to keep people fresh. I'm telling you, you know, you feel smothered, like you can't do anything more. And the air is being just sucked out of you. And that's great for food, but not so much for life, right? And I was becoming very uncomfortable by being uncomfortable on purpose. And I knew God was presenting this to me, and he gave me this goal and this opportunity. And I was like, oh, at times I just like want to throw up my hands and say, really? Really? Is this where you want me? Because I'm not ready. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be uncomfortable on purpose. You know, I can remember as a child, we moved around a lot. As you know, I was a military brat, both Navy and Army. And then on top of that, I was a preacher's kid. So, you know, call me a firecracker. I'm always ready to go off. And I'm a spitball. I am on fire all the time. And the thing is, that's great. But we moved around a lot. And when we moved around a lot, I looked at it truly as an adventure. People and I would leave my friends behind, and we would move into communities that they didn't move, but we moved all the time. And we would go from church to church because God would lead us, etc., or because the military would transfer us. And I can remember saying, you know, my friends would ask, well, how you're leaving us? That's not really fair. And I'm like, oh no, this is going to be awesome. It's an adventure. I love adventures. As a child, we look at things like that as an adventure, but as an adult, oh, no way. You say, that is just like stifling me. I can't do it. I'm uncomfortable. I want to stay here in my comfort zone where I know where things are. I can drive almost with my eyes closed. I can run my life on automatic pilot. But you know what happens when that all occurs is you're not growing. You're stuck. You're not really expanding your horizon. And that's great at times that we get kind of comfortable. But the thing is when we're too comfortable, we don't push ourselves. And I know for me, God has been saying, Christiane, I'm going to stretch you to the nth degree. And I'm like, whoa, that hurts. Yeah, sometimes being uncomfortable on purpose hurts. But I got to tell you, it gives you an amazing adrenaline rush. You know, being in it and doing it, being uncomfortable on purpose. Okay. It's like walking across. How many of you all saw the dude? I cannot remember his name. I'll have to look it up, but he walked across the tightrope at the Grand Canyon. Oh my goodness gracious almighty. Okay. That's uncomfortable on purpose. Okay. What goal is putting you on that tightrope above the Grand Canyon? Where you look down and you're like, oh no, if I fall, I know I'm gone. There's no safety net. There was no safety net for him to catch him. He had his little bar keeping him on purpose. Yet he was very uncomfortable with what he did. He had the skills and the training, yet he didn't say, oh no, this is going to be a piece of cake. He was uncomfortable. But man, when he got done and he finished that walk, that adrenaline rush was like none other. You see, being uncomfortable on purpose means you're growing. You are growing. And what better way to grow when you're an adult is out of your comfort zone. You see, we don't want to grow in weight. You know, we don't want to grow because we're done growing in height. So when we say we're expanding, that usually means our gene size is changing. And that's something we don't want, right, ladies? At least not for me. I don't want that to happen. So when you're uncomfortable on purpose, you have growth. You become more trusting of you. Your belief becomes greater within yourself. The confidence begins to exude from you. It flows through your veins. You begin to walk by faith. Because you see, no longer are you in that comfort zone, the quote unquote comfort of where you know where that highway takes you. You know when you cook a certain recipe, it's going to turn out like that. You know when you wash your clothes, they're going to be clean. But man, when you're uncomfortable on purpose, it's like danger zone on drugs. I mean, and it's a good thing. I mean, truly it is. And I think sometimes though, we look at it going, I am scared to get to death. I'm absolutely scared to death. I can't even say it. To walk on that tightrope across the Grand Canyon. So I ask you today, what is that goal? What goal are you living that is making you uncomfortable on purpose? You see, God always has a bigger design for us. And we got a pea brain when it comes to him. I'm sorry to tell you that, but we do. We think we know it all. We think we can create what we want, but only God knows. And so he opens up doors and opens opportunities for us to just be able to expand our horizon, to expand the adventure of walking by faith through him, being uncomfortable on purpose. And that is so hard to do. I know, I've been there. I'm doing that. And no, I'm not saying it's easy, but it is something that is beyond rewarding. Because what better way to grow you, to become a better mom, to become a better wife, and better yet, to become your best selfie because you are uncomfortable on purpose. So here's your kiss. Okay, it's a big one because we're uncomfortable, right? Maybe you need a few more of kisses. I have lots to give. I tell you, I have lots to give. When the sun's shining, there's kisses and hugs all around. But I want you to take a view of your life, okay? A lot of times you hear coaches will say, okay, I want you to take a hot air balloon ride and pretend you're looking over your life. Okay, no. We've upgraded. We're to drones now, okay? So I cannot wait to use a drone. I think it'd be really cool and awesome to do like a kitchen drone video, and better yet, an outside video. And like when I'm running, I can actually have like a running video. And how cool would that be to show stuff like that? Well, you know what? I'm still working on the standing still and the video on the ground. Maybe we'll get to that drone view eventually. But you know, one can dream. That's being uncomfortable on purpose for sure. Okay, so I want you to take that drone view of your life. I want you to look, you're way up there. And the picture that is being captured down, you see all your goals. I want you to choose one goal to become uncomfortable on purpose with. You see, sometimes where you're stuck is because you're still stuck in your comfort zone and you're not willing to be uncomfortable on purpose. You're not willing to take that and accept that challenge. So today is your day, baby. It's your day. You are going to accept that challenge. So think about it right now. Oh, I got to breathe this through. You got the drone view. I'm looking too. Man, mine looks really complicated. Maybe I need to breathe a little bit more. Okay, look at your drone view. What do you see? What are all those goals that are before you? Maybe you only have five that are jumping out. Okay, of that five, I want you to pick one. Think about it. I'm going to give you a couple seconds. What's that one goal? That one goal that you can be uncomfortable on purpose. It's time now to take it and expand it. It's time to actually become unstuck. It's time for you to take that next step and walk that tightrope across the Grand Canyon. You can do it, and I totally believe in you. And you are going to be uncomfortable. You're going to have butterflies like none other. Okay? You may even actually get physically ill. It happens. It happens. I'm hoping I don't. I've got something coming up, and I'm like, oh, Lord, please don't let me get physically ill. But you have to walk by faith. And when you start to expand your horizon, you let God direct you and you let him make you uncomfortable on purpose, I'm telling you that there are no limits in this world for you. None. You truly will be out of this world. So become uncomfortable on purpose. Take that one goal this week, and I want you to look at it and I want you to see how you can stretch yourself. Where have you gotten stuck in that one goal because you're afraid to maybe call that one person that may have that information you need? Maybe you're afraid to tell your mom something. For whatever reason, something's happening and you need to share with them. Maybe you need to reach out to your brother. Something has been kind of between you, and it's going to put you uncomfortable on purpose. But by doing so, your relationship is going to explode for the good. I don't know where you are, but all it is one goal. Become uncomfortable on purpose because guess what? God's at the helm. And when he's at the helm, it's an awesome place to be. I want you to go out and I want you to have a magnificent day Okay. I want you to be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so much. I can't wait to see you on the other side. And remember, let's be uncomfortable on purpose together. Love you lots. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan. Yeah.